Hey everyone, it is Denise Salcedo. Welcome back to the channel. I, for one, am very excited to introduce to you my next guest for today. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome none other than Nikki Ash, almost a superhero. Hey, Nikki.
Hello, how are you? Thank you so much for having me, Denise.
I told you this off air, but I'll repeat it on air. I was so excited when I found out I was getting this interview with you because, you know, obviously as somebody who's watching the product each and every single week, you have been the talk of the town with this new version of Nikki Ash that we're seeing on Monday Night Raw. So let's kind of kick off the conversation there, Nikki, and tell us a little bit about, you know, the inspiration and the creation behind Nikki Ash.
For that, oh, thank you so much. It was a great little, you know. So for me, the almost a superhero, Nikki A.S.H., it really started from my love of watching superhero movies and watching superhero cartoons. You know, when I was growing up, Denise, in Glasgow, Scotland, I would always watch the X-Men cartoon and the Spider-Man cartoon. And then growing older and growing up with the Marvel Universe and the MCU and watching a lot of DC and like the Justice League and Suicide Squad. And, you know, we've recently just finished watching Loki. You've got, you know, we watched Black Widow last week. So there was a lot of, you know, superheroes. It seemed like the perfect time, shall we say. And so for me, it was like combining my love of sports entertainment, WWE, and combining that with superhero, and to make this awesome steak pie, as they say, we love steak pie.
I love that too, because, you know, people always say that the best, and you know, the best versions of people are, you know, inspired by something that they love.
And I always loved watching the Hurricane. It was like such a valuable, the Hurricane left such a valuable, you know, great blueprint. And then I just, you know, want to pay respect to that path and pay respect to what came before me, but also carve my own path and have my own, you know, my message for, you know, kids and our younger audience, and just be a positive role model, positive inspiration. You know, you can put on the mask and feel like you can try anything, and it's okay if you fall down because you just need to pick yourself up. And I think there was a lot of love and positivity that I really wanted to get out there with this message, get out with this character, and just use it to connect with people. That's why I believe the character stands for, and that's just the message.
I love that too, especially right now in a world where, you know, things have been so chaotic, and, you know, it's nice to have that, you know, glimmer of hope and whatnot. And we see that in Nikki Ash, but I do got to ask you, because obviously, you know, what we're seeing now with Nikki Ash is totally different from a Nikki Cross that we saw in NXT with Sanity. Now, I know prior to your WWE days, you touched on this territory before, but still it was something new to the WWE universe per se. So what were you, it was a risk is what I'm trying to get at. How did you feel, you know, making this major adjustment that everybody, you know, now is, you know, everybody's always putting in their two cents on what they think about what they're seeing. So for you, how did that feel as a performer saying like, all right, this is the day we're going to introduce this new, you know, this new persona?
I believe so much in this message, and I believe so much in this character that I was just excited. And coming from then, like for me, like I focus on the positive, and I see the fan art, and I see the lovely messages, and I see how people are feeling empowered by this. So I just focus on, I see the positive, I focus on the positive. And for me, I think the Nikki in NXT, you know, that's been, you know, that's people, the fact that people still talk about it 5 years on is such a beautiful thing to me. I think it's a wonderful thing. We created something that they connected so much with. It was awesome. And I think the last 5 years, though, we've seen this, like, there's been a long evolution of Nikki Cross. And we saw Nikki Cross with Sanity. We saw Nikki Cross without Sanity. We saw Nikki Cross when she went to Raw and was an outsider and wasn't fitting in. We saw Nikki Cross with Alexa Bliss. We saw Nikki Cross, you know, fight for, go for championship gold and getting so swept up in that. we saw the breakup of Nikki and Alexa. We saw, and then we saw, you know, this new journey and starting back up and, you know, being on my own and breaking out into the spotlight. Then we saw Nikki Cross being underestimated by Charlotte and Rhea and the Beat the Clock challenge. And now we see almost a superhero. So for me, I think there's been this amazing, amazing journey to get from this to this. And then we consider the Nikki that I was before coming to WWE and traveling the world and, you know, just being this larger than life, almost supervillain in some, you know, in some cases. And I think it's all just came together and just this awesome steak pie. We come back to that steak pie, hot pot. But for me, like, the fact that, like, we created something so beautiful that people love and they still want it back 5-6 years later, I'm like, we did something right.
You know? Exactly.
And I think that if you've stuck with me and you've seen all my journeys and you've seen the character transformation, like the character developments, sorry, not transformations, the character developments, and if you've followed the interviews on social media and you've followed the stuff we've done with WWE.com and the digital side, if you followed all of that, it makes this organic, natural journey to then being this Nikki Cross, being this Nikki Ash, ASH, almost a superhero. You've kind of seen the journey that I've had. You've seen what I've been through. And I'm still here with a big smile on my face, putting this message, putting this positive message out, because Nikki Cross, the character, has been through a lot, you know? And what we wanted to do was just show that journey and show that, like, and I've got so much pride and I'm so satisfied and so fulfilled with what we're showing. And I love that people are talking about it.
I think so too, because, you know, you mentioned, you know, right now you just kind of ran through it all, the range of Nikki and, you know, what we've been able to see from you. So I think that's pretty cool because, you know, so many times I think that you kind of, you know, people can get stuck in the same place, but not you. Like, you're going out there and you're trying out these new things. And I could only imagine that for you, that's important for your career as well, to keep things fresh.
Absolutely. my whole thing has always been, like, and I've said this for years and years and years and years, people evolve. So, yes. You know, I think wrestling characters should too. And I like I said, for me, the heart of this character is for our younger audience to feel inspired and be, you know, being good and being kind to each other as a superpower. You know, it might not be super strength. It might not be as cool as superpower or super strength or super speed or X-ray supervision or laser eyes. You know, we're not there yet, Denise.
We're not that advanced yet.
We're not at lasers yet. But I think there's just something very important that being good to one another and being positive is a superpower. And that's the message. That's the heart of everything we're trying to do.
I love that. And see, the message, I could only imagine, is going to only amplify now that WWE is going back on the road. Oh. You're getting the live crowds. You're officially going to have that one-on-one interaction. Nikki, tell us your feelings, your emotions heading into going back to, you know, having live audiences.
I've said it so many times and I can't think of any. I'm so excited. I'm so excited. And I keep using that word because that's how I feel. That's the emotion. We cannot wait to get just to feel that connection and feel their energy. In the Thunderdome, we were still connected, but this is, you know, this is something else. This is feeling that their energy and hearing their reactions, making eye contact, you know, put your hand out, giving a high five, like, you know, or a fist pump, like, you know, that it's our chance to be where we're supposed to be in front of our live WWE universe. And I just, nothing beats this feeling. And we're going to be in Texas this weekend. We've got SmackDown, we've got Raw, we've got Money in the Bank. We are going live again in front of our, you know, our fans. And, you know, I see them as this huge extended family where you're like, we're home. We're home. We're in front of our live crowd again.
It's so exciting to even like just talk about right now. But here's the thing is that you mentioned Money in the Bank and, you know, obviously you're part of the Women's Money in the Bank ladder match and you're no stranger to this match. So I kind of want to get in your head and maybe what are your thoughts heading into the actual match? Maybe some strategy talk. And what do you think the fans can expect from this?
So, Denise, I have been watching Black Widow extensively. You know, and you know, in Falcon and Winter Soldier extensively, their fighting techniques and choreography. So for me, I think I'm going to utilize a bit more. You know, maybe we can try fly. I mean, I'm almost a superhero, so I've not mastered the art of flying yet. You know, so maybe there's a little bit of high flying in here, a little bit of a strategy. You know, I know what I'm going up against, and I've been in this match before, 2019. You know, I put the ladder, you know, put my head through a rung and did a helicopter spin, took out many opponents and very offensive tactic.
Yeah, you're fine. You're fine.
I was thinking both words at once.
Yeah, that happens.
A weird word. But, you know, and so for me, I just have to climb that ladder and get my hands on that briefcase. And that's the focus. That's the laser. Back to the lasers. That's the laser focus. And it's just about getting that contract and getting that briefcase.
Amazing. Amazing. So now, Nikki, I feel like we can talk like so much more, but we only got a couple of minutes. So I'm going to go ahead and jump into our lightning round portion of the interview. It's one of my favorite parts because I ask you 10 random questions. You answer them however you please. And let's just go ahead and jump right in. So here we go. It is now time for the lightning round with Nikki Ash. Question number one, if you could swap lives with anyone for a whole day, who would it be?
Who would it be? Doctor Strange.
Oh, yeah. Good one. Question number two, and I think you knew this one was coming. If you could have a superpower, what would it be? I had to ask, Nikki.
I mean, I'm going to say flying because then I could just fly and grab my briefcase with the money in the bank. So we're going to say flying or teleportation. That would be a handy as a professional. Athlete, as a sports entertainer, as a WWE superstar, teleportation would actually be really handy.
Cut out the traveling. Cut it out. You're so. Question number three. If you could appear on a reality TV show, any reality TV show, which one would it be?
Jersey Shore.
I wasn't expecting that one.
A great time. They look like they're having a good time. I'll say Jersey Shore.
Just let loose, go wild.
They know how to dance. They are great dancers. And I don't know if you know this, but I like to, you know, I'm a little, you know, I like to dance too. You know, I love a little, you know, a little spin and a little twirl. So, you know, I'll go and do some salsa. I'll go do some, you know, I'll become a better dancer so I can dance with them in Jersey Shore.
Amazing. Question number four. You're starting an all-girl rock band. You get to add four members. It could be anybody. Who are you adding?
Black Widow. Has to be. Black Widow. Wanda. Rogue from X-Men. Storm from X-Men.
Oh, yes. Oh, my God. You know what? You guys will sell out world tours everywhere.
We have taken this galactical, Denise. Galactical.
You're right. Multiple universes as well. I love this. Question number five. Have you ever gone to go see a psychic?
No.
Oh, never. No. Not even like tarot cards or like hand readings.
I leave, you know, whatever will be. The universe will work its magic, the galaxy will work its way, and you just have faith in that and you just do the best you can.
Amazing. Question number six. What are your top three favorite movies?
Okay. Walk the Line.
Oh, yeah, that one's nice.
Wizard of Oz.
Classic.
And Infinity War, Endgame, but you need to put them together.
Okay, that counts. We can do that.
Or, in fact, if I'm not allowed to do that, then I'll go with Wonder Woman. Because Wonder Woman, like, a few years ago, I went to see it with my mum, and she loved it, and I was crying. So Wonder Woman, Yeah, Wonder Woman's there.
Let's throw it in there.
Walk the line, Wonder Woman, Wizard of Oz. All perfect. W's. All W's.
Okay. Yeah, you're right. You got something going there. Question number 7. You're in a bookstore. What is your go-to section? Oh, is this answer going to be interesting?
You know, I'm a big fan of Point Horror.
Okay.
Like, you know, the Netflix is showing the Fear Street right now. As a young, I just always loved Goosebumps, Fear Street. So I'm a history student. Like, I'm at university studying history. So I should say the academic section in, you know, and I should say, you know, the academic. And, you know, if you're asking me as an academic, I'll say women's history. I'll go to that section, gender, women, sexuality, that section. But if you're just, if I take academics out of it, then I'm going to say Fear Street, Point Horror, Goosebumps section. Oh,
that's great. Because for a second, I thought you were embarrassed because I thought you were going to say like romance or something.
Oh.
I was like, you're like, no, no, not that. I was like, what is she embarrassed about? Oh. Question number 8. What is the most used app on your phone?
What is the most, WhatsApp, because all my friends from Scotland were all on WhatsApp, and like my family's WhatsApp. So WhatsApp?
That makes sense. Question number 9. Can you play any musical instruments? If so, which ones?
No. I cannot play any music instruments. I don't have a musical bone in my body.
Oh, man. All right. Well, maybe it'll be down your bucket list at some point.
I'll work on it. It's going to be a superpower. I'm working on it.
There you go. And last question, question number 10. Who is your favorite superhero?
Oh, Spider-Man.
Perfect. Spider-Man. Perfect.
That is a tough choice. Wonder Woman, Spider-Man, Black Widow, Captain America. There's so many. I can't.
So Wolf many options.
X-Men, Jubilee, she was cute. Oh, there's so many, Denise. Don't make me choose. Please don't make me choose.
I won't. You know what? I think you gave a pretty good solid answers here. So thank you so much, Nikki. Oh my God, this was so much fun. I swear we can talk forever, but I want to thank you so much for joining me here today. Before we go, feel free to plug in anything you'd like to plug in.
Follow Nick. Follow me on Twitter. Follow me on Instagram, at Nikki Cross, WWE. Instagram and Twitter, where I share fan art. I share some old photos if it's Throwback Thursday. And I talk about, you know, my positive inspirational messages. And also, don't forget, Money in the Bank is this weekend. WWE are back in front of our live crowds. And WWE Raw, where you will see me every Monday night.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Nikki. I'm Denise Salcedo. This is Nikki Ash, and I'm going to post all of the links in the description box for you to follow her on social media. Do not miss Money in the Bank this Sunday. Goodbye, everybody. If you enjoyed this podcast episode, please don't forget to leave me a super nice review and a 5-star rating. Plus, make sure to follow me on Instagram and Twitter at _DeniseSalcedo for funny wrestling commentary, guest updates, silly live stuff, and more.